you're getting it, the way you're thinking it, so that you've got constant feedback to let you know how you're doing. In other words, why get bogged down? It's as if some of you say, well, this is how it is, and I don't like it, but this is how it is. And I don't like it, but this is how it is. And I don't like it, but this is how it is. But I don't like it, but this is how it is. But I don't like it. And we say, as you start saying how you'd like it to be, and you start noticing that how it is begins morphing to support the story that you're telling, then, oh, you get such a fresh start on things. It's like getting your second wind, where you remember again who you are as a creator, and you begin to feel that invincibility coursing through you. And we really would like to diffuse any feeling of discouragement. We would like you to acknowledge that you are an expanding being. Every now and again, Jerry and Esther will have a co-creative endeavor that doesn't turn out well. And Esther especially feels disappointed in herself that she did not do a better job of sustaining the relationship all the way to a happy ending. And we explain to her, you're constantly changing. You are on a very fast track. Almost no one that you co-create with has the wherewithal to keep up with the head of steam that you've got going. Don't feel uncomfortable about continuing to rendezvous and rendezvous and rendezvous and rendezvous and rendezvous, but don't ask anybody to keep pace with you. Don't ask anyone to keep pace with you. You just got on your own fast track and rendezvous with your own current of or energy stream, and let the law of attraction match you up with those people who are viable, temporary, always temporary components to the path that you are upon. Very good.
Thank you.
Definitely. Now what? More things. Yes.
Thank you for these teachings. They've been so meaningful. Ever since I was very young, I've been so interested in the topic of reincarnation and near-death experiences, near-croaking experiences, I guess you might call them. And I wondered if you could help us understand a little bit more about, I guess, some of the specifics about what happens. I understand, I feel as though for instance, for those who have passed, I can feel the energy, I can feel the connectedness. I'm excited about that. And I understand we probably don't understand time in the same way that you do with your understanding of things. Can you help us understand more about the croaking experience and what happens?
Well, first we want to talk about the idea of time, because time is not nearly as interesting to us as it is to you, because we are focused in this eternal arena. So we don't feel any shortness of time. In other words, as you focus in what feels like more of a finite experience, where you see the beginning of your experience as your birth and the ending of your experience as your death, time has more relevancy to you. And it's a good thing, because it helps you to focus. It helps you to chart and measure your progress. It is beneficial to you. But from your non-physical perspective, you feel more timeless, because there is no endedness. The beginnings called birth and the endings called death just don't exist from the non-physical perspective. And in order to help you understand that just a little bit, consider what it is like for us from our non-physical perspective to be able to flow, or any of those that you described as your dearly departed. We can flow in and out into your experiences anytime that we want. We don't have to wait for a specific birth invitation. So if you could wrap your thoughts around the idea of being non-physically focused. Now, let's see if we can find a way to really help you to feel this the way we know it to be. As you are here in your physical body, the predominance of being here in your physical body, it has your attention. In other words, you've got all these sensual, tactile decipherers, and so this reality is so physical and human and knock-on-wood stuff-like. But the non-physical essence of you is the greater part of you, and you don't even know it. So this non-physical essence that you might call your soul, we call it your inner being, or the total you, mm-hmm. That non-physical energy